Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of amazing messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it's time for you to find out about the magical CC Love. As soon as my computer does what it's supposed to. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what is happening here, except that it's not giving me the magical DC love. Let's see if I can restart this page and have it act the way it's supposed to. I may just have to tell you about me first, since it won't let her tell you about her. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in their problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. You can learn more about either DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More buttons under our pictures. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. And that's a wonderful way for you to connect with her. The Learn More button for me will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. I've posted a lot of things that I've learned over the years that I want to share with you. And it may just be what you are looking for. So don't be shy. Look around and find the answers that you're looking for in your life. Okay. I'm still waiting for this computer. Hold on, DC. I'm coming. All right, angels. If you guys want to help out with this, you're more than welcome to. You already know that, but I'll say it just in case you needed to hear it. And I'm not sure what they want me to do, but don't give up, because this show is going to happen, and you are going to hear the magical DC Love. I'm trying to reconnect completely with Blog Talk to see if that works. I need to get some music to play in the background when something like this is happening. Because otherwise I have to keep talking and I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I just never know what I'm supposed to say yet. It never seems to stop me from talking. So I guess that's something that I'm ready to give up. So I'm learning as I'm going through this experience. And that generally happens with everybody. As we go through experiences in our lives, we are always learning, always growing, always gaining. So don't think you're ever just, you know, wasting your time. Everything has benefits to it, everything. And there's no exceptions to that. So allow yourself to see the benefits in everything that is occurring in your life, because there are benefits. So what are the benefits of this now? Well, it gives me a chance to practice talking to you while I'm doing something else and not getting all frustrated and bent out of shape, and knowing that everything is actually going to work out just fine. And it is, because it does. And that's just the way of life. So I do know that. So I really don't have any reason to be upset about anything. And that's one of the beautiful things about all of life. We don't really have any reason to be upset about anything, because everything is working for our highest good. And when we learn to accept that, then it makes a huge difference in what we experience. And it's not that the things we experience change. It's that the way we deal with the things that we experience change. And now Blog Talk is having a problem connecting with me again. So maybe that's why all this is happening, so that I could tell you that it's not the situation and circumstances that are happening that determine anything about us. It's our reaction to them. If we accept what's happening with an open heart and an open mind, and we look for the benefits, the beauty, the empowerment that is coming from those situations, then it allows us to evolve, to grow, to become even more of who we truly are. But most of the time we just look at what's wrong and we just see it wrong and we're like, why is this wrong thing happening in my life? What have I done that's so terrible that I need to be punished with this wrong? You see, it's all just a matter of perspective. Because frankly, you haven't done anything that makes you deserving of being punished. Unless, of course, you believe that you deserve to be punished. In which case, you've created that you deserve to be punished. And that's what you're going to get. Because it does come down to you. You are more powerful than you realize. And that's true of each and every one of us. We really are more powerful than we realize. And as you are opening up to accepting your own power, it really opens up your life. It opens you up to making changes that you never believed were possible before, making changes that people might have told you were absolutely impossible. But when you start letting go of those beliefs and you start moving into the truth of who you are, and who you are is a being that was created by the Creator. And the Creator is within you. And you are loved. And you are powerful. And the Creator has not limited you. So the limitations in your life are self-imposed. And since you were the one that put them there, you are the one that can let them go. And sometimes you need help with letting them go. And that's one of the reasons why we do this Morning with Jesus show, so that you can connect with the energy of Jesus. Because we're often so much more willing to allow some divine being like Jesus to help us to change than we are to believe that we can actually change on our own. We really have been taught to see ourselves as these helpless little bits of nothing who have no power, who can't do anything, who are at the mercy of the world. And it's not true. Unless you believe it's true. And then for you, it's true. But as you let go of those beliefs, as you let go of any need to be less, and you start opening up to your own life, you start opening up to the truth of who you are, you start opening up to who you are really ready to be. And it moves you into your power. And that's a beautiful place to be. Okay, my computer is finally logging back into Blog Talk. Yay! So, let's see if this is going to work now. And again, I wish I had music right now. Okay, I'm going to tap on DC and let's see if we can get her done here. Hold on, CC, I'm coming. Okay, come on, computer. Let DC on. It's doing something.
Hi, Barbara,
DC?
Can you hear me?
Yay!
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, thank
goodness. Well, you know
you're
what?
Here.
I'm going to skip intro. I'm going to skip my intro. I think people know who I am by now. And Ginger has been running around saying the F word. And she's going, don't panic, Barbara. Don't panic, Mom. But she's saying, I know this is Morning with Jesus. It's not a bad word. She said, Barbara said that the show is going to be. So she's saying, I started saying the F word. Fantastic, flowing, fabulous, friendly, fulfilled. She's saying, Barbara was talking, and the reason she had to talk so much is because sometimes, Barbara, you leave some words unspoken, and at times they could be the most important ones.
Okay.
So
well,
that's the message
today.
That Ginger. You have. And she's saying, don't be afraid to throw in a couple of those F words here and there. But she's saying to everyone else, you've got to remember, you know, what you're thinking, you know, your thoughts, it creates your reality. So please calm down that monkey mind, and you've got to pay attention to what's going on, or life can be really distracting. She's saying, you know, you are the creator of your reality. Make it a good one, and, you know, fill it with magic, fill it with blessings, and every day affirm that you do deserve the very best that life does have to offer. Come on, guys, be bold and make a wish. Be open to all the desires that are held really deep within your heart. And she's saying, you can't quit now because you are almost there. And every one of you are meant to live a life that is filled with joy and abundance. You've got to have faith because the universe is conspiring in your favor. So Ginger says, if you need me, I'm going to be there to help you to be strong and to have courage to face any situation that comes your way. And then she's saying that if God brings you to it, he will certainly bring you through it. You've got this, guys. Just keep calm. You've got the power. And all the effort that you're putting forth is going to reap those beautiful positive benefits. Please follow your dreams. Anything is possible. So she's saying, at this time, I want you guys to kick back, take a load off, and this is going to be like candy to your soul. Enjoy Morning with Jesus. And she's throwing kisses, and she's stepping back, Barbara.
Well, thank you, Ginger.
Now, I did have some other messages, but I was just wondering, should I read them or, you know, do you want to, you know, go to callers, being that we, you know, lost a little bit of the show?
No, go ahead and read the messages, and then I'll go ahead and give the message that Jesus wants right now, and then we'll go. We'll just pretend that nothing out of the ordinary happened.
Okay.
And we're just doing our regular show.
Wonderful. Well, the first message is a little prayer, and it was written by Lisa Clayton, and it's entitled Your Heart's Voice. Trust your inner voice that it is connected to your heart. Can you hear it? Melt the mind chatter and connect. Listen and learn to recognize and honor your heart's voice. The logical world is crumbling, and the spiritual world is expanding. Trust and have faith in the divine guidance that we send to you each day, and flow into your heart's golden glow. Structure and rules from old ways are dissolving to new structure with flow of love, living and giving in heart-centered communities. Nothing feels the same. Nothing is the same as the divine energetic waves that transform your perceived reality to the new reality of living through loving all. Listen to your heart's whispers. Remember, angels are always by your side, flooding your heart with love and golden light. Call upon us, ask us, trust and believe in us. We are all one. Unity is our mission. Fall in love with your heart's voice. Honor it. Believe in its intelligence. Be in alignment of your heart leading and your mind following. Angels' guidance will always lead you to your heart's voice. Now, the next message that I have is from Mother Mary. Beloved children, I lovingly come before you today, and I ask that you surrender all the burden that you are carrying. Your prayers have been heard, and it is now time to allow heaven to come in and assist you. There have been times when you have become completely overwhelmed. Allow myself, the angels, and God to work things out for your greater good. Accept the Lord's help as he guides you through the darkness. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Hand over all your worries to the angels. As divine intervention begins and healing on all levels, follow the guidance now that you are given. And the first thought that comes to mind is what needs to be addressed first and healed. You will feel my love and safety around you. Honor yourself and take care of your needs. Nurture your inner child and never lose hope. Stay strong, knowing God has a plan. Allow it to become your strength. Never worry. Invite peace and joy to replace any negative thoughts. Have faith that everything will be resolved through God's infinite wisdom. Dearest children, love is always the answer. Embrace my love as it begins to transform your life. I will be by your side, lovingly supporting and uplifting you every step of the way. Remain in a state of gratitude and be open to receiving the blessings and miracles that come to you. They are beginning to unfold. Call upon me today as I will compassionately guide you to create and manifest your heartfelt desires. At this moment, I ask that you awaken to my powerful healing energy. It is time now to connect your heart with mine. Allow my love to permeate every fiber of your being. Breathe in my love and feel my presence, as well as the healing angels. Call upon me, and I will compassionately comfort you. Sit peacefully for a moment or two as the powerful flow of love and light surrounds you. Relax and be open to receiving this beautiful energy. Breathe it into the center of your being. You will feel your heart become filled with my loving essence. Now I ask that you breathe out all that is heavy and filled with pain and that which no longer serves you, replacing these feelings with divine love and compassion. Each and every day, remind yourself that love is always the answer, no matter the question, and I am always with you. You need only think of me, and you will feel my loving presence. Beloved children, today is a new day. Welcome its blessings, and allow them to flow into every aspect of your life. Become peaceful, as my divine love uplifts and empowers you. Affirm all is well, and let my love guide you through this beautiful day. I, Mother Mary, love you. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Wonderful. Okay, well, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us now. My beloved, yes, you always have a choice. You have a choice how you react to life. You can become upset, worried, doubtful, fearful, or you can accept. You can realize that no matter how it seems, that everything is okay, that there really is not a problem, and there won't be, because you will not be creating one. Remember that you are a creator, and you create everything in your life, and that includes your problems and your solutions. You are a creator. So it is your choice whether you create problems or whether you create solutions, whether you see difficulty or whether you see opportunities. We know that this sounds too simplistic. You've been taught so many things and that everything is complicated and that everything is dependent upon so many different factors. We want you to know it always comes down to you. It starts with you. So if you are creating your life and allowing your life to work, allowing yourself to receive what it is that you truly desire, allowing yourself to know what it is you truly want to know, allowing yourself to be who you truly wish to be, then that is what you are creating. And there is no one and nothing that can stop that except for you. This is all about you. This is about who you are being. This is about what you are experiencing. And this is about letting go of what you no longer want to live. And we say this to you time after time. And this is because we really want you to understand. We really want you to get it. You are powerful. You are a creator. Your life is your choice. Just let that soak in. Just allow those words to move throughout all of your being. Allow that energy to be one with you. This is opening you up. This is releasing you from the past, from the fears, from the doubts. This is allowing you to be who you truly are. God is on your side. The universe is on your side. Allah is on your side. Buddha is on your side. The gods and goddesses are on your side. All of the divine beings are on your side. Won't you come over to your own side and join us? Stop fighting yourself and fighting your life. Step into the love. Embrace who you truly are. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful.
All right. Now we have come to the part of the show where we will take questions from callers and people in the chat room. If you are logged into the chat room, you simply need to type in whatever your question is. If you are a caller, remember to press the number 1 to put that symbol on my studio board. And we have a caller with that symbol now. So we will go to the caller from area code 443. Let's see if the computer works this time. Okay, area code 443. I'm connecting, hopefully. Oh, it's doing the same thing it did with you before, DC.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, Barbara? How about, you know, we know that 443 is there. How about we just give the messages that we have for them?
Okay, that may be our only choice. So go ahead. What are you bidding for? Area code 443.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing a lot of roses, and I really do feel that you are strongly connected with Mother Mary. And she's asking that you step out of your own way and surrender the need to control everything and allow God's healing love to come through and really help with the situation that you presently find yourself in. You've been praying, and now it's really time. And as we know, God's love and wisdom has always been available to you and to everyone else. All you have to do is be willing to trust His divine will and just release whatever it is, you know, that is not for the highest and the best, and allow Mother Mary, God, Jesus, the angels, allow them all to come in. And you've got to just have faith on your part. Stay in the present moment. I'm getting everything is going to be fine. I'm getting this anxiety on your part, and that sometimes comes from not trusting in the divine order of things, okay? We can't, you know, we can't script it and tell the angels what to do. What we have to do is hand it to them and know that, you know, it'll be seen from a heavenly vantage point and everything will be fine, is what I'm getting.
Okay,
I'm also
I think we can hear them now. So let's see.
Hi.
Okay.
Are you so cool? There you are. Hi, what's your name?
Hi. Did that make sense to you, hon? What I was saying?
Yeah, it's Kathy. Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Kathy. Great. Okay. And I'm getting, you know what, don't follow others. Listen to the voice within yourself. Okay? You have everything you need within you. Okay? You're connected, you know, to everyone and everything. And I'm getting that you could feel the presence of spirit because it is within you. It's within all of us. All you have to do is just sit quietly, inhale deeply, and allow this beautiful, beautiful force to fill you, okay? Now, do you have a specific question? Kathy, do you have a specific
question? I wanted to ask about retirement. You know, it's like I'm probably stressed out about that. When do you see me retiring from this current job?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting, Ginger's saying, Kathy, you know that your thoughts create, you know, your reality. So she's saying positive thoughts are going to be a positive magnet for what you're wanting. So think positively. You have the ability to do whatever you want. If you want to retire, that can be so. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And being shown that, you know, your expectations for this will be fulfilled. Okay? I see that you have a really beautiful, strong connection with spirit. Invite them in and let them help you with this. I'm also saying that the angel of luck is by your side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this beautiful angel is saying, Kathy, good luck is headed your way. Are you open now to receiving it? And to receive it, all you have to do is open your heart, your mind, and your soul, okay? And you're going to manifest. So I'm getting, like I said, good luck is on its way. If you want to retire, just put that out there to the universe, okay?
Uh-huh.
And all this good luck that I'm talking about, it happens when we listen and we follow our own intuition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've just got to follow your intuition is what I'm getting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to believe, you know, that you deserve to retire. If that's, like, again, if that's something that you're wanting to do, believe that that can happen, Kathy, okay?
Okay, uh-huh.
Okay, but well, just, you've got to trust. I'm getting the word trust, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
God, his infinite wisdom and love, he's answering your prayers right now in regard to, you know, retirement, okay? You put that desire out there to the universe, and he's saying, Kathy, everything's going to be okay. You've got to trust, though. Relax, have faith, and just trust in the divine intelligence, and you're going to see that your prayers are answered, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you trust, you're more receptive to hearing the guidance that is so needed. And Mother Mary is saying, everything is going to be fine, my beloved child, okay? But you've sort of got to step out of your way so that, you know, so that the divine can come in and help you with this. At this time, you're asked to just surrender any fears, surrender any worries, and again, you know, any desires to control the outcome, okay? And just trust in God's infinite love and wisdom. Okay? And that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn it over now to Barbara.
Great message.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bless you, hon.
Okay, Kathy. Here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved one, you already know what it is you really want in your life. We want you to start focusing on creating what you desire. This means that you don't sit around wondering, when am I going to retire? You start imagining, visualizing what it is you are going to do when you retire. You start feeling the joy. You start feeling the revelations that are going to come to you as you are moving into this new phase in your life. You start allowing yourself to see that it's all going to work out fine, that there will be plenty of money, that there will be plenty of things to do, that you will follow your dreams, that you will create a whole new life for yourself, and that you will love you. And we want you to spend time every day in this new place where you get to be who you choose to be, where you get to make your own decisions, where you truly get to create all of the phenomenal things that you've been waiting to experience, that you are no longer putting your life off. You are in that energy. You are feeling that energy. You are living that energy. And that allows this to come into your life more quickly than you might have imagined. And for everything to work out absolutely perfectly. So you do not have to struggle, and you do not have to suffer, and you do not have to sacrifice. Your retirement is a blessing. And allowing yourself to feel the energy of that blessing brings that blessing into your life even faster. So you have come to the time in your life when you know that you can do this. So let it happen. Let it happen because it is what you desire, because you are ready for it. Let it happen because it is your choice. We hope that this gives you the insight that allows you to create this amazing stage of your life. And we are with you. And we know you can do this. We love you.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Ooh, it sounds like you might want to, you know, make up a vision board with pictures of you retiring, doing the things that you want to do, and just be in that energy and feel it. It's ready for you.
I know. I think I will. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Wow.
You too. And have a wonderful retirement.
Thank you.
God bless, Kathy.
Bye-bye. Oh. Well, that felt really good.
It really did.
And now apparently I cannot mute Kathy. This computer is just...
Well, Kathy's going to be really quiet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, so now Kathy was our only caller. Well, there were other people who came and went. And I don't know if that was because of the blog talk or what, but it really doesn't matter. Okay, so... We apparently have come to the end of the show, especially since it's going to be so interesting trying to keep anyone else in. So, DC, are you getting any ending messages that you want to share with everybody?
Well, Ginger's saying, you know, guys, there's nothing to, you know, worry about. Everything is working out perfectly. We were able to get on air, and we were able to, you know, give the messages that needed to be heard. So, she's saying, just be proud that you got there and you did what you were supposed to do. And just, you know, walk outside and have a peaceful day. And she's asking us to really to have faith in what we can't see that's going on right now. So I trust that we, you know, we did exactly what we were supposed to do today. And Barbara, you got a chance to speak some of those unspoken words today, is what she's saying.
Okay, well, I'm glad I got to speak the unspoken words. I didn't realize that I was needing to, but hey, I am willing to do whatever is for the highest good and to just let it be as it needs to be.
Beautiful.
Now I'm hearing the song, Let It Be. So.
Awesome. Oh, this is beautiful. I'm just so blessed that we have this time to connect and get our daily dose of vitamin G.
That is true. And now we can move out into our day knowing that beautiful, wonderful, amazing things are here for our lives in every moment. And it's okay for us to accept it and to live it.
My goodness, yes. Really beautiful.
So, anybody else who feels guided to create their vision board, go ahead and do that. Because if you're being inspired, that means that you're supposed to do it, but it'll be for your highest good. It doesn't mean that you're going to have penalties if you don't do it. That is not the way it works. But it means that you're going to have benefits if you do. So do the things that you are inspired to do simply because they make your life better. Apparently that was something that was important to somebody. So.
Ginger's running by with a squirrel. And I think it's the same squirrel that interrupted our show last winter, Barbara.
The one that knocked on the door.
The squirrel is just stopping by to say that there's going to be big changes coming for everyone. So get ready. The squirrel is grabbing nuts and preparing and asking us to, you know, be ready for the new that's moving into our lives, you know. And just to get ready, like, you know, like within, get ready, you know. And when we're ready, you'll see how things move so much more smoothly, you know. So a positive attitude is really important here. That's what the squirrel is saying, you know. You don't have to run around, like, in a hurry. Just make each movement that you have, make each one of those movements count, okay? And the squirrel is saying when you do worry, you make everything so much harder. Just do what you have to do to prepare, and, of course, make a vision board, you know. So the squirrel and Ginger, they're going off and they're running. I don't know where they're going, Barbara, but they said they did what they had to do. And they're saying, do not forget to breathe, everyone. Just breathe.
Yes, that is important.
Yes.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us and being a part of the show today. And thank you for those listening to the archives. We will be back next Tuesday because there's no holiday next week. Yay! So things will be back to somewhat normal, whatever normal is. And DC and I will be on tomorrow for the Get Answers to Life's Questions show, so you can join us then if you'd like to.
Yay!
I'm more than happy.
With the holiday, I'm so confused that I was like, oh my gosh, what day of the week is this? You know, it's just so crazy. Oh my goodness.
Forward to it. So we're doing good. All right, everybody. We hope that you are doing good too, and we look forward to talking to you again. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and do those vision boards. And you can do like I did, which is once I finished my vision board, I took it and I put it as the wallpaper on my desktop. So anytime I look at my desktop, I'm looking at my vision board. So if you don't have a place to hang it, put it on your screen.
That's awesome. Yes. That's such a, oh my gosh, such a great idea.
It does make it so much easier.
It does. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome, Barbara. Way to go.
Okay, everybody. We will talk to you again soon. Have a wonderful day, and remember that we love you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.